This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you for your communion of saints. We thank you call us to be numbered among them right now. Open our hearts, our minds, our souls to hear you in our midst. And go in peace to help heal this world. Amen. Please be seated. Labor and delivery nurse who is a member of our congregation told us all a story just a few weeks ago of a true amazing story that happened a few weeks ago. And a young woman gave birth to a healthy baby. This young woman was very healthy herself. She came from a large, very religious family. And just moments after birth, her blood pressure started to drop. And then, before they knew what had happened, her heart stopped. Her family had been present, and they called the family in. The family got down on their knees, and there were a lot of them, this nurse told me, and they prayed, and they prayed, and they prayed all the while the team is trying to resuscitate her. There would be 10 people from that team that were on the floor that day that came in to try to help bring her back. And after 45 minutes, they had to stop, and they pronounced her dead. So some of the family went out in the hall to console each other. Some went to call others, and there were still some that stayed in the room with her on their knees praying and praying and praying. The nurse was there preparing the body for the morgue and crossed her arms over her chest and felt a pulse. She felt a pulse. True story. Local hospital. This woman woke up. Her sister was in the room, and she said to her sister, "Don't worry about Daddy. I've seen him, and he's fine." It was so beautiful there. I didn't want to leave. You know, you hear these stories, but this was a firsthand situation. I didn't want to leave. It was so beautiful. And Daddy said I had to go home to take care of my baby. That was where I needed to be. So I had to come back. But I didn't want to come back. It was so extraordinary, so unbelievably beautiful that I will never, ever fear death again. She is alive and well and has no problems and is taking care of her baby. And we give thanks and praise for that. Now, God knows we all would want that kind of a miracle to happen when someone close to us dies. I know I certainly would love that. I would love that. And I don't know why it doesn't happen more often. We ask why in situations like that. Why, oh Lord? And yet, the better question, even for miracles, is what now? Not why, but what now? And this is the perfect three-day weekend to explore it. Because Jesus has the answer, believe it or not. He really does. I say three-day weekend not because we're off tomorrow, but because we had a three-day weekend. It started on Friday. So Friday, what was Friday? Halloween, that's right. So it's Hallows Eve is really what it stands for. The night before. Halloween is the night before a hallowed day. You know, we say, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." It means holy is your name. So Halloween is the night before a holy day. Who knew? Certainly not in our popular culture, right? It's a carryover from 1,000 years ago when the Irish and the British would gather around and they'd dress up in costumes of saints and of evil spirits, and they would dance around a fire and make fun of death because they knew Christ. Because they knew Christ. And so that carries over today. So next year, kids, you can tell your friends that, okay? I'm sure they'll get a kick out of it. So then the next day would be what? So that was Friday. Then Saturday is All Hallows Day. Yes, we now call it All Saints Day. We had a funeral of a beloved parishioner here yesterday, someone that we call a saint, Elliot, and we sent him home. All Saints Day is this glorious day that we celebrate all who have lived. And if you are on our database, if you're not, that little form I mentioned, we'll get you there. If you're on our database, you got a letter from Father Marty yesterday where he defined why we celebrate All Saints in our Book of Common Prayer, that we're part of the communion of saints. And what that means is, the communion of saints is the whole family of God, the living and the dead, those whom we love and those whom we hurt, both, bound together in Christ by sacrament, prayer, and praise. So that's all of us, my sisters and brothers. That's all of us, and we celebrate that. And you know what else for that day? We're called to become saintly. That's why we read the gospel that we read today. We're called to that as Christians. To be Christ in action. Not just to say we're Christians, but to actually do it. So that's the first 2 days. Today, we're celebrating all three, really. We call it All Saints, All Souls in the bulletin. So I just gave you a hint. Third day, today is All Souls, yeah. In Mexico, they call it the Day of the Dead. And it's another day that we honor those whom we see no longer, but love deeply, deeply. I will say their names during communion, those of you who put names in, and we will see their images on the screen as we are giving thanks to God for his glory during our Eucharistic feast. The what now that we're celebrating these 3 days is exactly the gospel, also called the Beatitudes. And they were written in the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. He had just begun, and this is like his inaugural address. It's the beginning of what's also known as the Sermon on the Mount, if you're familiar with that. So it starts out, now this is the what now. This is how we're supposed to be, at least try to be, and when we don't, come back to it. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We are poor in spirit as the first one when we realize we need God, that we need something greater than us. It seems like a no-brainer. I know, I sure do. When we realize we need something besides us and surrender to it, let God guide us. We are poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. The people in that day in Galilee were mourning the loss of their loved ones who had tried to fight out against the people who were occupying their land, against the Roman government. And they had given their lives trying. So these people were mourning. And they were trying not to be bitter. And Jesus said, blessed are you for mourning their good cause. And blessed are all of us for mourning what we know to be of love. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. And meek does not mean weak. Sometimes in this day we say, oh, she's so meek. No, in this text it means not weak, but those who have the strength not to give in to their temper, not to give in to retaliation and revenge. Think about examples like Gandhi and MLK. Jesus would call them meek, but they were anything but weak. A quote I ran across says this beautifully. Don't mistake my silence for ignorance. Don't mistake my calmness for acceptance. And most of all, don't mistake my kindness for weakness. End quote. It's this radical stuff that Jesus teaches. It goes against the grain of popular culture. It still does. You'd think we'd get it this many years later. But we can get it, and we can go on. And in the words of Rocco Errico, the Middle Eastern scholar, he says, "The meek are gentle and do not reward evil for evil. These people bend like trees during a heavy storm and survive, while the proud and the arrogant perish." End quote. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. The people of that day were dreaming of rulers on whom they could rely and depend, not to be cruel to them. Peace, progress, law and order, and harmony are impossible without justice. And with our elections coming up, we need to pray for all who are elected that they would act in the way of justice for all people. Keep working, praying for that. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Mercy is practical compassion, kindness, friendliness, love. A wise teaching says, if you want a friend, be a friend. If you want love, love others. If you want compassion, be compassionate. That's being the change we want to see in this world. We have to live it out. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. And this pureness in heart also means pureness of mind, that we strive to, and we let God in to do it for us. And it's like a mirror. If in our minds we have hatred and revenge and cynicism, then that's what we're going to reflect, and that's what we're going to see. But if we stay close to Christ, close to Scripture, ask God to show himself through in and through us, then that's what we're going to reflect. And it's that clear mind and clear heart that comes. And no, we don't always do this. But little by little by little, we strive more and more toward that image. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. In Aramaic, this word means to surrender. And it means, though, everybody surrenders to Christ, to God. And yeah, it's lofty, but guess what? That's what changes the world. If all of us really live that way, guess what? That's going to make a huge difference in our world. A huge difference. There's nobody else to trust but God then. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Jesus' teaching contradicted everything those in power were doing in that day. He taught them that in God's realm, all men and all women, all people would be equal. And this new gospel would divide people. Sadly, still does. He was holding them up because only in acting on behalf of love will the world be restored to peace. There are many, many, many mysteries in God's realm. Love and evil, mysteries both. Our triumphs, our disappointments, our miracles, all mysteries. And we know now that we can lean not on our own understanding. We lean on Christ. Stay close in constant relationship. There's a call today for that endurance and faith of the saints. There's a call today for the endurance and faith of you and me. And we're up for it. And all shall be well. And all manner of things shall be well. Amen.